Sheni, Vayelchu Echov Lirois, and the brothers went to pasture Estoin Aviyam B'Shechem, the flock of their father in Shechem. Rashi is medayik that if you notice, the word S has dots on top of the Aleph and Tav. Rashi had already explained in Parshas Vayera that the letters that have the dots on top of it, we take out as if it's not there. And therefore, we look at the pasuk over here as if it says, Vayelchu Echov Lirois, and the brothers went to pasture. And it has nothing to do with Esoin, the sheep. They didn't go to pasture the sheep, but rather they went Lirois Es Atzmon, to pasture themselves, to indulge in eating and drinking. And since they indulged in those things, that brought about the chet, the sin of Mechiras Yosef. Vayomer Yisrael al Yosef, and Yaakov said to Yosef, Haloi Achecha Royim Bishchem, are your brothers not grazing in Shechem? L'cho go ve'eshlochacho aleihem, I will send you to them. Vayomer loy, and Yosef said, Hineni, here I am ready. Even though I know the brothers, the Shvatim, hate me, I will still do as you say. Vayomer loy, and Yaakov said to Yosef, Lechno re'eshlem achecho ve'eshlem atzoin, go now and see the welfare of your brothers and the welfare of the sheep. Vahashiveni davar, and return to me word. Vayishlochehu me'emek Chevron, and Yaakov sent Yosef from the valley of Chevron. Vayovoi Shechemo, and Yosef came to Shechem. Rashi asks, how can the pasuk say Vayishlochehu me'emek Chevron means that Yaakov sent Yosef from the valley of Chevron? Rashi brings down a pasuk that Chevron was on a mountain. If anything, it should have said Vayishlochehu me'har Chevron, not me'emek Chevron. Therefore, Rashi learns that the pasuk does not mean kipshutai, but rather it means that Yaakov sent Yosef me'emek, which means from the Eitza Amuka, from the deep council, the deep Eitza that was told to the one who was buried in Chevron, which means Avram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram, the only way that the Yidden will get Eretz Yisrael is only by going through a galus. Ki ger yizaracha be'eretz lo lohem arba me'ez shana. Your children will be gerim for 400 years, and through this you will get Eretz Yisrael. So now when Yaakov was sending Yosef, through sending Yosef to see the brothers will eventually sell him, and Yosef will go down to Mitzrayim, and that will cause Yaakov to come down to Mitzrayim with 70 people, and that will start the Shibud Mitzrayim. So Vayishlocheu Me'emek Chevron, when Yaakov was sending Yosef, he was really sending him through the Eitza Amuka that was said to Avram, who was buried in Chevron, Ger Yizaracha. This was the start of the events of bringing the Yidden down to Mitzrayim. Vayovei Shechemo, he came to Shechem. Rashi says, Shechem is a mokoi muchon lepuronios, a place that is set up and prepared for punishment. Many bad things happened over there. The Shvatim sold Yosef. Shechem violated Dina over there. And Malchus Beis David was divided, Rechavam and Yeravam. Vayim so'eo ish, and a man discovered Yosef. Vihine soya basade, he was blundering in the field. And this man, Rashi says, was Gavriel. Vayishaleu ha'ish lemar, ma tevakesh. And the man asked Yosef, what do you seek? Vayomer, and Yosef said, Es achai anoichi mevakesh, I am looking for my brothers. Hagidu na li eifoi heim royim, can you please tell me where they are pasturing? Vayomer ha'ish, and the man said, Nosu mizet. According to the simple meaning, the pasuk means to say, Nosu mizet, they traveled away from Shechem. Kishamati omrim, because I heard them say, Nelcho doisono, let us go to doison. Vayelech Yosef achar echov, and Yosef went after his brothers, Vayimtsoim bedoison, and he found them in the city of doison. Although we mentioned that Rashi says that Shechem was a mokam muchon leperonios because the brothers sold Yosef in Shechem, and now we see it is in Doison that the brothers sold Yosef. The Mefarshim answer that since Doison was just a small village that was near Shechem, it is considered as if the brothers sold Yosef in Shechem. Rashi says another pshat in Nosu Mizeh. The Malach said to Yosef, you called your brothers Achai, my brothers. Vayomer Ish, the man said, Nosu Mizeh. They traveled away and moved away from being your brother. Kishamati Omrim, I heard them saying about you, Nelcho, let us go Doisono, and find tactics how to kill you. And Yosef went after his brothers, Vayimsoim Bedoison, and he found them in that state of scheming against him. Vayiru Oisei Meirachoik, and the brothers saw Yosef from a distance. Uveterem, and before he had yet Yikrav Alehem come close to them, Vayisnaklu Oisoi Lahamisoi, and the brothers filled themselves up with tactics and schemes towards him to kill him. Vayomu Ishel Ochiv, and one said to his brother, as Rashi says in Vayechi, it means that Shimon said to Levi, Hine Bal Hachalomis Halozeh Bo, behold, the dreamer is coming. Let us go and kill him. And we will throw him in one of the pits. And we will say, a wild beast consumed him. And we will see what will happen with his dreams. Rashi says that we cannot learn this pasuk kipshutai. It cannot be that Shimon and Levi said v'nireh mayiu chalamoisav, because obviously, if they will kill Yosef, the dreams can't come true. But rather, it is Ruach HaKodesh that is saying it. Shimon and Levi said that we will kill Yosef, and the Ruach HaKodesh said v'nireh mayiu chalamoisav. We will see whose word will come true. We will see if the dreams will come true. Will you be able to kill him, or will my words come true that you will bow down to him? Vayishma Reuven, and Reuven heard, Vayatzileu miyodom, and he saved Yosef from their hands, from the hands of Shimon Velevi. Vayomer, and he said, Lo yina kenu nefesh, we should not hit him, a makas nefesh, a maka, a striking that will kill him. Over here the pasuk is saying that Reuven said, do not kill Yosef with your hands, but rather throw him into a pit, and over there he will die by himself. But if you look in Parshas Miketz, Perek Membeis, Pasuk Chav Beis, Reuven seemed to have said that he did not want Yosef to be killed at all. Haleimarti Aleichem Lemer, Reuven said, I said to you saying, Al techetu vayeled, do not sin with the child. V'lo shematem, and you did not listen to me. Reuven seems to be saying over there that he told the brothers not to kill Yosef at all. But over here we see that he did agree to kill him, but not to kill him with their hands, but rather letting him die in the pit. Therefore Ramban learns that before Reuven said what is stated over here in Pasuk Chafav and Chafbez, he first said what is stated in Parshas Miketz. He said, do not do anything to Yosef. But the brothers did not want to listen to Reuven concerning that. And therefore he came up with plan B. And plan B is what's stated over here. Loinat kenu nefesh, we should not hit him a makas nefesh. Vayomer aleihem Reuven, and Reuven said to them, Al tishpachu dam, you should not pour blood, you should not spill blood. The Mefarshim explain that in Pasuk Chav Aleph he says, Loinat kenu nefesh, we should not kill him. But maybe you'll say, okay, you Reuven do not want to kill him, so we'll do it on our own. On that, Reuven said, Al tishpachu dam, you yourselves should not either do it, even without me. Hashlichu oisei el habor hazeh, throw him into this pit. Why does it say habor hazeh? The Mefarshim explain, this pit, which is very deep, he cannot climb out of it. Asheba midbar, which is in the midbar. Don't think that somebody will pull him out, because this is a desert. Nobody will pass by. V'yod al tishlechu voy, and your hand you shall not send in him. Do not kill him biyodayim. L'man hatzil oisei miyodom. The pasuk is now telling us that Reuven's intentions were to save Yosef from their hands. L'hashivay el aviv, to return him to his father. He said, I am the bechor, I am the most prominent of all my brothers, and the blame will be placed on me. Therefore, it is my duty to take him back and make sure that he lives. Zok Rashi Shomar es Hadover, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Yaakov believed it. Hayamamtin umetzape mosa yavoi. He was waiting to see when it will come true. V'chein shomer emunim, waiting for the truth. V'chein loisishma al chatosi, do not wait for my sin. Loisamtin, you shall not wait. Lirois es soin, to graze the sheep. Nokur al es, there are dots on the aleph and tav of the word es. Shleholchu el liris es atzmon, because we are to take out that word es, and the pasuk is saying vayelchu echav liris. What were they grazing? Shleholchu el liris es atzmon, they only went to graze and to indulge in themselves by eating and drinking, and that's what caused the avera of mechiras Yosef. And Yosef said, Hineni, loshen anova uzrizus, it is a loshen of humbleness and enthusiasm. Nizdariz lemitzvas aviv, he was enthusiastic about the command of his father. Va'af al-pi she'yodea be'echov she'soinen oisai, although he knew that his brothers hated him, he still wanted to do the mitzvah of his father. And we see an interesting diuk over here, because over here on the word hineni, Rashi says it is a lashon of anova uzrizus. But if you look at the end of Parshas Vayera, by the Parsha of the Akedah, where Avram also said hineni, over there Rashi does not say a lashon of anova uzrizus, but rather he says it is a lashon of anova uzimun, a lashon of humbleness and readiness. Why does Rashi change the lashon? Zot Rashi me'emek Chevron, he sent him from the valley of Chevron, v'haloi Chevron b'har. Isn't Chevron in a mountain? Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Vayalu Banegev, they went up to the south. Vayovoi, and they kept on going up at Chevron until Chevron, which is mashma that Chevron is in a high place, not in an emek. Elo me'etza amuko shel oisei tzadik hakovim b'chevron. The words me'emek Chevron mean, from the Eitza Amukah, from the deep counsel that was said to Avram, who was buried in Hebron, Mekayim Mashanemar, to be Mekayim, what was said to Avram ben Abisorim, Ki Ger Yerzaracho, that your children will be Gerim. By Yaakov sending Yosef, this was the start of the Eitza Amukah that was told to Avram of Ger Yerzaracho. And he came to Shechem, a place that is prepared for punishment. Shom Kilkelu Ashvatim, over there, the Shvatim sinned. Sham inu es Dino. Over there, Dino was violated. Sham nechleku malchus beis David. Over there, the kingship of David was divided. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Vayelech Rechavam Shechemo. Rechavam went to Shechem. Yeravam and Rechavam divided into two parts of malchus beis David. Vayim so'eo ish. Who was the ish that found Yosef? Zeh Gavriel. It was Malach Gavriel. Shenema vo ish Gavriel. So we see that Gavriel is called ish. Zakrashi Nosu Mizeh, they traveled from this. Hisiu Atzma Mina Achva, they moved themselves away from being your brothers. You called them my brothers. You said Es Achai Anoichi Mivakesh. Gavriel said they moved away from being your brothers because I heard them say Neilcha, let us go Doisano Levakesh Lecha Nichle Dosois, to find for you legal tactics Sheyamisucha Bahem, that we can kill you through them. Well, if Yipshuta, the simple meaning is Shei Mokoim. Doisan is a place, and Gabriel said that he heard them saying they were going to Doisan. And the Pasuk does not leave its simple meaning. It is always better to learn the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk. By Isnaklu, they filled themselves up with tricks. Nismalu necholim varmimiois. They filled themselves up with conspiracies and tricks. Oisai towards him. Really, Oisai means him. Rashi says, Oisai is kamai itoi. Itoi is like imoi. Kalomer Elov, and Imoy is used as Elov. Really, the Pasuk should have said, Vayisnaklu Elov Lahamisai. They filled themselves up with tricks towards him, Elov Lahamisai. It does not make sense to say, Vayisnaklu, they filled themselves up with tricks, Oisai, him. Therefore, Rashi says, Oisai is like Itoi. Itoi means Imoy, and Imoy is sometimes used as Elov. Therefore, Oisai is as if it says Elov. This pasuk is telling us to expound upon it, because you cannot learn it kipshutai. Obviously, if they will kill Yosef, the dreams will not come true. Therefore, Rashi says, Ruach HaKodesh Ameris Kain. It is Ruach HaKodesh that is saying this. Heim Oimrim V'Nahargeyu. They are saying, we will kill him, V'Akos of Messiahim, and the Pasuk ends off, V'Nirem Mayiu Chalamoisov. We will see what will be with his dreams. Nira Dvarami Yokum. We will see whose word will come true. Oishalachem Oishali. Your word or my word. V'Yefsha Shiyomru Heim. It's not possible that they are the ones who are saying, V'Nirem Mayiu Chalamoisov. Shemikivan Shiyahargu. Once they kill him, but luchalamoisav, obviously the dreams are nullified. Leina kenu nefesh, Reuven says we should not hit him makas nefesh, a striking of nefesh, zuhi misa, which is death. Leman hatzel oisai, in order to save him, ruach hakodesh meida al Reuven. Ruach hakodesh is testifying about Reuven. Shelo omar zois, he did not say this to throw Yosef into the pit. Elo lahatzel oisai, only in order to save him. Sheyavehu v'yalenu misham, that he would come to the pit and take him out. Omar, Reuven said, Ani Bechor, I am the firstborn, Vikodol Shebechulon, and the most prominent of all of them, Lo Yitle Hasurchon Elabi, Yaakov will put the blame on me if Yosef does not return. Therefore, I have to make sure that he goes back to Yaakov. Rashi seems to be saying that the only reason why Reuven wanted to return to the pit and save Yosef was only because Yaakov would place the blame upon him, but not because he really wanted to save Yosef. Sisei Chacham explains that Rashi knows this from the fact that in Parshas Vayechi, It is only Yehuda that gets a bracha and praise for saving Yosef. Over there, the pasuk says, "Miteref b'ni Alisa, miteref, from this that I accused you of taref Yosef, that you killed Yosef, b'ni Alisa, you came up and you said ma'betza, and you told the brothers to sell Yosef." We do not find any mention or any praise concerning Reuven for saving Yosef from the pit. Therefore, Rashi learns that it was only because of his fear that Yaakov would put the blame on him that he saved Yosef. And that's why we are not mishabeach Reuven for this action.